Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Fastest 4 Minutes in Finance. I'm Scott Inman. March Madness is in full swing, and my bracket is in the trash. Again. I'm sure I'm not alone. Predicting what will happen in the NCAA basketball tournament is as close to impossible as you can get. According to the NCAA, there is a 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance of guessing a perfect bracket. Of course, I'm not looking for perfection. I just wanted to be better than everybody I was competing against. I guess there's always next year. But as humans, we love to try to predict the future, whether it's a ball game, the weather forecast, or the stock market. And there is value in it. Obviously, knowing if a storm is coming helps us prepare. At the same time, when it comes to investing, we have to be careful not to let a prediction scare us or excite us. It can cause us to do the wrong thing at the wrong time for the wrong reason. I recently read a 12-month roadmap from a large investment company that outlined 5 scenarios that could play out in the U.S. economy in the next year. They assign probabilities to each of those scenarios. They say there's a 40% probability that we will actually achieve the Federal Reserve's so-called soft landing. That just means that the economy slows down enough and inflation cools down enough that the Fed lowers interest rates by summer and we land the plane and keep moving forward. This scenario is also sometimes called the Goldilocks outlook. Not too hot, not too cold. It could also be because it might be a fairy tale. Other probabilities include no landing at 30%, which would mean the economy is still strong and the Fed delays cutting rates, a growth scare at 20%, which would mean signs of a recession, but not really a recession, a recession at 10%, and stagflation less than 1%. So generally, this is a very favorable forecast, which is a complete reversal of what most economists have been saying for the past 2 years. Recession odds have been dropping for the past year as the stock market has been rising. If you made your investment decisions based solely on economic predictions, you would probably be behind on your financial goals. Here's an example. Last Saturday, March 23rd, marked 4 years since the stock market hit its pandemic low. It was just a couple of weeks after the country was locked down and we were in the middle of an economic panic. That panic and dire predictions would follow for months, even years. But from March 23rd, 2020 to March 22nd, 2024, the S&P 500 index has a cumulative return of 133.9%. That's an average annual return of 25.7%. Keep in mind, that includes a bear market in 2022. It's understandable that the very real economic shutdown and predictions about how it could get worse could cause an investor to jump ship and stay on the sidelines for a long period of time. The problem is, if you do that, you miss the ride back to the top, or at least some of it, and that can cause you to miss your goals. Bottom line this week, keeping a long-term mindset and working with a financial advisor can keep you from being lured into acting on predictions and keep your financial goals in sight. Thanks for listening.
You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and GenWealth Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.